Coast to Coast Tower Service.
Yeah, how you doing? Is Todd in?
He is not in today. Can I take a message?
Yeah, sure. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Could you let him know that Jeremiah called? It's Jeremiah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I'm with Cardiff. It's Cardiff. And my number is 858-909-8867.
Okay. All right, Jeremiah, I'll give him the message when he gets back in tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Is he, you're expecting him tomorrow?
Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
Is he the only one that handles the financing there, or does he have somebody that helps him?
I think I've actually talked to you a couple times.
It
is him. He makes the final decisions on everything. And mm-hmm. I think at one time we had looked at maybe a line of credit or something. I'm trying to remember.
Right.
Remember talking with you. And I think it came through, I want to say, Regions, maybe. Is that how we got connected with you?
First Financial was the one that's in our network, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know if we're still needing anything, but I definitely, because I think what had happened was the interest rate was pretty high, and I think that kind of, you know, turned him off a little.
Turned him off, yeah, no,
yeah.
I understand.
I think that's where we went with it, and then we ended up actually, because what happened was we had a loan through Regions
mm-hmm.
Bank, and we traded in the truck that we had, and then we were looking to get financing through someone else. Well, we can get the people from Regions to call us back. I don't know what happened, whatever, you know, the bank manager and everything over there just decided, oh, we're not going to deal with them anymore. I don't know why.
Wow.
and I'm pretty sure they referred me to you guys, and then I ended up getting the call from you guys, and then the interest rate was pretty high, if I'm remembering everything correctly.
Yeah, we had a pretty high rate.
Yeah, and so I think from that, he's just like, no, we're not, you know, going to do that. Because he just, I mean, normally when he finances a vehicle, we get, you know, anywhere from 1% to 4% to 5% financing. We just bought a new truck and got 3.5%. So,
yeah, it's pretty good. I can't beat that.
Yeah, so that's that's kind of what we were looking at, and he had gone to a dealership and got an Escalade, and they were charging them like 9%, so we were trying to get a better interest rate, and I think you were still higher than that, so
yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's where all of this stemmed from, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You're probably
okay.
Right.
Okay.
All right, well, just let them know I called, and then if he ever needs anything, does he ever bring on any type of capital for the business?
We haven't done anything like that in a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
We had and I'm sure he won't mind if I share it with you, but his office manager previous stole, when they stopped counting, over $500,000 from him.
Put him
in a pretty, you know, serious debt, so he had to
deep
take out
hole,
$1 million. I think it was 1.5 was the total. $1 million SBA loan, you know, to cover everything that she hadn't been. The $500,000 was going into her account and not to pay taxes and so on and so forth.
Well, that's crazy. Did she go to jail?
No, she did not.
Wow.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Ellis County, where we're at, said basically he could do everything he wanted to, but he would have to pay for the forensic bookkeeping and all this stuff, and it, you know, like, he just finally was just so, you know, first and foremost flabbergasted that
right.
She could do this because she was like family, and then, you know, finally was just like, karma will get her in the end.
Absolutely.
I need to move forward with my business.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of where, so we haven't really done anything like that, obviously, in a very long time because of that
okay.
big loan, so.
That totally makes sense, and I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Dang.
So,
that really sucks.
It does. But, yeah, that's kind of where we're at. We do I'll touch base with him again, you know,
mm-hmm.
just to kind of let you know.
Sure.
Was your interest rate, was it like at 19th? Am
yep.
I thinking?
Okay. Yeah, we're around, right around there.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So it was higher.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I remember. It's all coming back to me slowly. So, but I'll touch base with him tomorrow and see if he's interested. And if he is, I'll, you know, definitely either way, I'll give you a call back just tomorrow and
okay.
just touch base with you and let you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know you're busy too, so if you don't call, I can take a hint and know that he's interested. If you guys do call, then that means you're interested.
Okay.
Okay, so, yeah, you don't have to worry about letting me know that he's not interested, because I understand.
Sure, sure. Okay. All right, Sydney, thank you so much for your call.
All right, appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.